Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls because we have this right now on the line from Los Altos, California, our good friend Barrett Schoes. Hi, Barrett. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Great to be back with you and great to hear that song. I just love that melody so much, Dr. Stan, especially as the world is changing so fast.
Well, I love it, too. And in fact, we have one I love much more than this, but because of they passed some crazy law back in Washington, D.C., we can't play anything on the Internet that was stamped after 1972. So we put up, we have this one, and it's the best we can get at the present time until we get some of these laws repealed. And we can get back to a free society. But you are going to be talking today about something that I think that every American should be concerned about, and that is the fact that their legislation has been introduced into both houses in Washington, D.C., into the House of Representatives and into the Senate to resurrect the draft so that they can take our young boys and girls and send them overseas to die in these foolish foreign wars. But let's talk about that today. I think this is so important. If this doesn't awaken the American people, I'm not sure anything is going to awaken them.
Well, it's done very secretly, and yet it's not, you know, it's not a secret to those who want to find out, because the two bills have been written. They are H.R. 163, that's the House bill, which is held up in the House Armed Services Committee and has been there since January. I suppose they're just waiting for that crisis or that opportune moment when somehow they will have the backing of the public to pass it. Right now, they're not there. Making it known to people because there would be opposition, but the time would come, you know, it could be passed very suddenly, and we're seeing all kinds of suggestions that tell us that there is a need for it, and we can talk about that in a moment. But the House bill is Senate Bill 89, and you can access that if you like, you know, through the article on our website called The Draft is Back.
And, of course, that website, is it newswithviews.com? Or is that on your website?
That's our website.
That's your website.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, did you participate in this other article that was put up on newswithviews.com?
Well, actually, Charlotte Isabit was the one who first sent me information, and then I wrote the article, and then she wanted she and Mary Thompson and Ginny Baker, we all worked on this together. I wrote the body of it and posted that on our website. I like to, you know, Dr. Stan, I know that there is no real answer apart from looking at God, but for the purposes of sending it to, for example, Congress and so on, I would suggest you go to the News with Views article, because that left out the sections about God.
Well, I wouldn't leave out the sections about God, because that's what it's really all about. Barrett's website is crossroad.to, not crossroads, but crossroad.to, and the TO stands for Tonga. So I go there, get her material. I've read it. It's well done. And you must understand that there is an effort now to reinstitute the draft, because we're not in a short war. We're in a war that's going to go on forever. This is what the plan is. They're not going to pull our boys back home. Certainly Afghanistan and Iraq were just two in the series of wars, of preemptive wars, as we move from country to country, killing people. And God is not going to look kindly on this. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, and today they're the views of our guest, Barrett Schoes, who has written an article on the draft. And for our listeners out there, you must understand that you're not going to get the truth from Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly or Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw. They're not telling you that plans are to reinstitute the draft. All they need is an incident so that they can implement it, just like they needed an incident, 9-1-1, so they could get the American people to be willing to go to war with Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden, only we never tried to get Osama bin Laden. So we could go to war with Iraq to get the wicked Saddam Hussein, but we can't find Saddam Hussein. They can't tell the American people what this is really all about, but of course it has very little to do with what we've been told. It certainly had nothing to do with the weapons of mass destruction, and it has nothing to do with democracy because, well, first of all, America is a republic. Our leaders know democracies always end up in dictatorships. And if we're really worried about, democracy, why don't we insist on a democracy in Pakistan that we're financing, in Turkey that we're financing, in Egypt that we're financing, in Saudi Arabia, our good friends, the Saudis. So we're not telling the people the truth about this, but the plan is that we're going to reinstitute the draft so that we can force our young people to fight these wars. Barrett, how do you feel about that? Do you think that maybe this might waken the American people to what's going on?
You know, I hope so. I hope the information gets out to everybody. It should wake people up, especially with the incredible fatality rates and the various critical illnesses and deaths that have occurred because soldiers are forced to take various vaccinations, smallpox especially, or anthrax especially. Smallpox and anthrax are the two that apparently are causing most of the problems, the pneumonia and so on. I think it just broke my heart thinking, you know, of my own grandchildren to read about this new draft and to see that every person will be included.
Hold on to that thought, because we're going to just have to bring our other stations back on with it right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Barrett Schoes. We're talking about the fact that the legislation is already in both the House of Representatives and in the Senate to reinstitute the draft, but they can't tell the American people that this is what they're planning, because why would there be opposition to that, just as there was during the Vietnam War, to force young people to go overseas to fight in these wars? And then, of course, as you find that we're not taking very good care of the veterans, we've cut the $15 billion from the Veterans Administration, and of course we're transferring it to Halliburton and Bechtel and other corporations that are favored by the government, and Halliburton is still paying a salary to Dick Cheney. They call it a deferred salary, just little spending money, about $100,000 a year he's getting from Halliburton, that is getting then these non-competitive, in other words, non-bid contracts for $1 billion or $2 or $3 billion to provide various services over in the Middle East. And, of course, it's simply a matter of transferring the money from poor people in a rich country, that's you and me, to rich corporations working in other countries. So the average person over there, the average serviceman working over there, we have to send our reserves, we've had to send our National Guard, these people are pretty unhappy. The morale is low because, well, they were told they were only going to be there for a few months, and that's a few months is extended on into a few years, and it's going to keep right on going. And the tragedy is that we're going to keep our troops permanently stationed over there. And since a lot of people are not volunteering for military service, why, they're going to have a draft, especially if we're going to expand our wars throughout the world and keep troops stationed as we have today in 120 nations. We have our troops in Uzbekistan, keeping the communist dictator there in power, and in Kazakhstan, I can never pronounce all the names, but we're keeping the dictator in power there. We have our troops stationed in Afghanistan, where we're keeping Karzai, who worked for UNICAL, in power. And we have our troop station in Georgia, keeping Shevardnadze in power, the communist dictator there. Of course, they have elections, that's right, they have elections, but of course they control both parties, so it really doesn't matter. So pick up the story, Barrett.
Well, let me give you the titles of this particular bill. The popular title is just simply Reinstate the Draft Bill, but the short title states Universal National Service Act of 2003. That's the name of it right now, and we're getting close to the end of 2003. So unless they pass it before the end of the year, they're going to have to change the title. The official title is to provide for the common defense by requiring that all young persons in the United States, including women, perform a period of military service or a period of civilian service in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security, and for other purposes.
As those other purposes I'm worried about, I have no objection to people, defending America. But we're not defending America over in the Middle East. We're certainly making some corporations very wealthy, but it's really all about the New World Order. That is the major reason we're there, having very little to do with defending America.
Right. And of course, this bill is not a new idea. You can go back to 1970 when very similar bill was proposed by former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, right before he became the head of the World Bank, which also tells you something about the purposes of this kind of draft. And that particular bill stated all Americans, probably beginning somewhere between the ages of 17 and 19, would serve the country for 2 years in a variety of areas, including health and social welfare programs and the military. This was called the New Universal Public Service Proposal. Very, very similar. In fact, almost identical. It would start about the same time. The new one for 2003 begins. It will recruit the youth that are 18 and older up to 26. This one would be starting between 17 and 19, which would be very close, serving for 2 years in either military or civilian service. And that's what we're looking at. And the various details, the requirements, the key decisions are all left in the hands of the president in this bill, which means that, again, almost everything is open-ended as far as the rules and regulations and so on, how it would be implemented and who would be called to which and so on. But it does say that the first priority is the military service, and the president would decide how many are needed for military service, and then everyone else would go into the civilian service. But everyone, every girl, every boy, every youth would be serving somewhere in the world for 2 years. In other words, in a sense, you can call it involuntary service, because they would have to be serving in some way that where they would have absolutely no choice themselves. It has the potential of conscientious objection. But if you object because of religion or your conscience, you may get out of the active military service, but you could still be in inactive military service or in civilian service. You have to give those 2 years of your life to the government. That's everybody.
And, of course, people say, well, why shouldn't we serve the government? And I will tell you why, because, of course, when you have to serve the government, then the government does not serve you. And we're moving away from this idea that that government was there to serve us, to provide what was needed for us, to protect our liberty. In fact, in the Declaration of Independence, it says, in order to protect our God-given rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, governments are instituted among men to ensure those rights, dependent upon, of course, the consent of the governed. Well, this has nothing to do with the consent of the governed. You have politicians who are bought and sold back in Washington, D.C., who are passing legislation in violation of the oath that they've sworn to uphold the Constitution, and we're moving away from a limited central authority and the idea originally the American system of federalism, where matters were determined at the state and local level, to the all-powerful central government under the control of two political parties who, in my opinion, are financed by exactly the same great foundations and the great corporations. And we have in Washington, D.C. today the finest politicians that money can buy. I mean, George Bush is talking about $100 million for his next presidential run. Where do you think the money's coming from? And do you think corporations are going to give vast sums of money without any thought that they're going to get return on it? Would you, if you were in a corporation, give money to a politician who wouldn't do your bidding? Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear your calls. And, of course, our number here, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest today is Barrett Schoes. Barrett, what are the chances of this getting passed here within the next year? Or do you think that they're going to precipitate a major crisis so that the American people will go along with it as the Congress did after 9/11 last year when they passed the USA Patriot Act without any input from the people or even many of the congressmen even reading the act?
Well, you know, I can't answer that question, Dr. Stan. But the fact that it is in both houses and is held up right now, the whole bill is written, we can read it, and it's ready to go when we have a crisis. That's all I can say. It's also interesting when you see the urgency for a bill like this. You see the draft boards, the government call for people to work at various draft boards across the country. There was a news item on CNS News today which mentioned Rumsfeld's visit to Asia to discuss adjustments to U.S. forces. And he was saying that he could, you know, we can't predict exactly where the next threat might be, and so the U.S. and its allies need more agility and access to a larger number of locations to face those threats. He made it clear that he was talking about the worldwide situation and not just in Asia or the Middle East. He says it requires less static defense, if you will, and those are the kinds of important conceptual changes that we've been involved with in respect to our forces and our alliances worldwide. Now, that sounded kind of complicated. Basically, he's saying we need to have many more people stationed in different parts of the world so we can fight all kinds of battles very quickly because we don't know where the next crisis is going to come. So they desperately need more people, and they need them right now, and an awful lot of young people are not going to volunteer for a draft because they see that you can't just go in there and fight the war for America. You're called to fight for all kinds of other global causes that they may not be in agreement with. And you know, Dr. Stan, you know, one thing that I think is just really sad, I mean, it is the fact that those who are really sick because of those vaccinations or who have been sent home, you know, more people have, my understanding, been sent home because of illness than for any other reason, and the government doesn't take, you know, they're on their own, basically. To me, that's so sad. I'm sad about the fact that many helicopters have not been equipped with the kind of protection that is available that would protect them against missile assaults. An awful lot of young people have become disillusioned, and at the same time, I know that there are many soldiers in Iraq who are just, you know, they want to serve the country. They want to help the people of Iraq. So there's not, you know, many others are just really willing to make sacrifices. But I know that our government right now is feeling a real urgency in how they're going to bring the people into the forces that are needed for the war that they're planning to fight.
And I think it's really so significant that they are actually recruiting people now to serve on the draft board. The legislation hasn't even been enacted. But this is a coordinated plan. They just don't want the American people. But they actually are beginning to recruit people for the draft boards, aren't they, Barrett?
Yes.
All right. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two. We're going to have to take a break, of course, at this time. And when we get back, if you have a question or comment on this subject, well, we'd love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty.
Most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we had. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You'll need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is Radio Health Journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamax, the new odorless, 100% pure allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamax is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamax. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I want to mention to you that we are putting on a conference. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be on the 29th of this month. That's, 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's going to be an all-day program. We're bringing in speakers from other areas. It's going to be an exciting time, and Bill Sardi is going to be there, and some of the most amazing new discoveries as far as longevity is concerned and prolonging your life and keeping you healthy. Joan Parris is going to be there talking on the USA Patriot Act. Brad Dacus is going to come down telling you about the persecution that is being levied at Christians all across America. We're going to have Dr. Robert Klink, who goes all over the country. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and I consider him a personal friend. And he will explain to you why the church is not speaking out on the terrible things that are happening and how the church really has almost abandoned America. And then, of course, I will be talking on the real reasons we're in Iraq and where this is going to head. And then I'll be giving a second talk, unless, of course, we run out of time, and that'll be on what is really happening with the Supreme Court, why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. Everybody knows they took it out, but why did they take it out? Didn't they know it would happen 40 years down the line? Didn't they realize that we would end up with an immoral society? Well, I think you'll find the program fascinating. There's going to be lunch served. And, of course, we need to know whether you're going to be there. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We're not going to have can't take people at the door. We're going to have knowledge ahead of time. The restaurant there needs to know how many for lunch, and we need to know as well. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Make your reservations. We'd like you to bring your friends, bring other people. You'll find it a fascinating day. There will be a panel discussion there for the last hour, and you'll have an opportunity to ask lots of questions. And believe me, we are in the most dangerous times our country has ever been in. So call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Barrett Schoes, and you'll want to go to her website and look at her article. It's called crossroad.to. That's crossroad.to, for Tonga. There's no S on it. And, of course, read her article. She's got lots of other great articles. But what's the title of this article, Barrett?
The Draft is Back.
The draft is back.
Yeah, Universal National Service Act of 2000.
All right. Well, we've got Dave calling from, where are you calling from? Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good evening, folks. Yeah, I want to make a comment on this. I've called my congressman, Ray LaHood, and told him not to vote for this bill. I've also been spreading the word, especially young people, what they may be facing, and none of them won't like hearing it. And I tell you, what it sounds to me is a blend of the draft and what Nazi Germany did with this so-called voluntarism. Do you guys remember about back in the mid-90s when Colin Powell and all those people joined Clinton with that voluntarism drive that was definitely governed down? It sounds like an extension of that. And it sounds like it's going right towards, almost towards Nazism.
We are to serve the state, is what they're saying.
Exactly.
Not that the state is there to serve us. Not that the state is there just to guarantee our constitutional rights of individual freedom under God, because the state is actively anti-Christian today. Okay,
exactly.
Dave, I agree with you. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, this is quite alarming, and I agree with you, Dr. Stan. This whole war in Iraq is strictly New World Order. It's nothing more than multinational, what I call traitorous companies, trying to make big bucks over in our Middle East on the backs of our young men and women.
Well, let's see. Let's get Barrett's response to what you're saying. Barrett, how would you respond to Dave?
Well, I agree with Dave, and the part we haven't talked about yet is the civilian service, which to me is as sobering and alarming as the military service, because this too has been part of Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, the sense that young people have to learn through service, through serving the state, absolute loyalty to the state, but they also need to learn the communitarian kind of values. Group becomes more important than individual lives, and so on. And I wanted to just point out that everyone who will not be going into military will be part of the civilian service, and they will be trained in the consensus process. It's interesting that our nation is working closely with nations around the world in establishing a global service system. And so we had a number of participants from the United States, for example, at the 4th Global Conference on National Youth Service. UNESCO is a major participant and leader in this particular movement, and one of the people, two of the representatives from the United States, Nancy Christopher and Lawrence Christopher, both they headed up an organization called Heroic Journey, Rite of Passage Project. And it seems like an apt title, because what we're looking at is every person becoming involved in the dialectic process. We see it in schools, we see it in, outcome-based education is basically the process for training students in the new global values to become global citizens, as our Secretary Page just announced at an education conference recently, that the goal of American education is to create global citizens. Well, that's not a goal all around the world, where United States has had its influence, and United Nations is influencing it to become global citizens. And nothing accomplishes that better than to force everyone through a sort of rite of passage into adulthood by sending them through either the military or civilian service, where they're thoroughly trained in this dialectic process, the Hegelian dialectic consensus process, where you have to continually conform your beliefs and values to that of the group under the leadership of a trained facilitator who will make sure that you do not retain any of the absolute beliefs and values that somehow would cause you to be a divisive influence within the group.
And, Dave, the whole thrust of the current No Child Left Behind program, which the Bush administration got the Republican Party to push through, although it was really Ted Kennedy's bill, but of course they couldn't tell the Republicans that, is to destroy their loyalty to country and substitute that with this loyalty to becoming good global citizens. We have a wonderful four-tape set. It's called FedEd. That's a new four-tape set called FedEd. Goes into this in great detail. Dave, you're right on. But first, we focus on Halliburton and Bechtel, and believe me, this is sort of one of those traps they send out there, so we won't really see what's going on.
Can I make two more comments, Dr. Stan?
Beg pardon?
Can I make a couple of quick comments?
Yeah, can you hang on till after the break?
Sure, sure.
Fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I need to tell you about a few of the other items that we carry. We have, of course, the Big Berkey water filters and the Berkey Life water filters. And if you like to travel or you like to go camping, you really need one of these to take with you so that you will have potable water. You can filter stream water, river water, or pond water, or lake water. And this is what missionaries have used for years. They work very, very efficiently. You put the water in the top. It goes through this stainless steel kettle. It looks like it's really quite attractive. It goes through these ceramic filters packed with activated charcoal, comes out the bottom. They work and work very efficiently. They can be cleaned repeatedly. And, of course, they are $239.95. Be a great Christmas present for someone you really care about. Instead of buying bottled water or getting these expensive filters put in, you can use this and use it over and over again. They're $239.95. They're available in everywhere in the country, all 50 states except California and Iowa. The filter that's available in California is a very good filter. It's actually made of Lexan, so you actually see the level of the water. The filters there work much more efficiently, but of course they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. They're called the Black Berkey filters. If you want to get the fluoride out of your water, you have to get special post filters to put on both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light. The Berkey Light is available in every state but Iowa, so if you live in California, you can get these. And rather than buying bottled water, let me suggest that this is a very, very good alternative. We call these filters purifiers rather than water filters. This is $199.95. And, of course, if you buy it through Radio Liberty, you'll get a four-tape set or a video we produce. So give us a call right now. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, we still have Dave on the line from Illinois. He wanted to make another comment. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, thanks. A couple of quick ones. First of all, Ms. Schost, your guest there, I can't ever pronounce your name properly.
Schost.
Okay, Schost. She made a comment about the global World Citizen Conference. I'm aware of those. And what I want, I see in the media, in the public schools and our media, even in commentary during sporting events, we are inculcated with collectivist propaganda, collectivist indoctrination. It's sinking in the American psyche slowly but surely. So the American people are being indoctrinated with these collectivist views. So I want to point that out. Also, getting back to this National Service thing, one that makes me just really sick to my stomach is that this whole idea of public service is being pushed by a bunch of totally self-serving politicians and bureaucrats. That is screaming hypocrisy.
Okay, fine. And I agree with you. Thanks very much, yes. Dave. Bye-bye. Right. Yes. And let's go to George calling from Toronto. Hi, George. How are you doing?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Monteith. I'd like to ask Barrett a question. First of all, I'd just like to say that I really always enjoy listening to Barrett on your show.
So do I.
I'm a little confused. I mean, I'm from Canada, and for many years, the governments in power have been destroying our military. And I see the same thing is happening in the U.S. So something that's confusing me, and I would really appreciate a bit of an explanation, in light of the draft policy that looks like it's going to be coming in the U.S., and usually we follow behind, how does it, I don't understand, you're putting in a policy for a draft, and yet you're destroying the military. You're not giving them what they need. What is going on? Could you kind of explain that for me? I'd appreciate it. I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thanks, George. And that's a very good point. We seem to have a paradox. On one side, we know that we're gradually cutting back on our military. We certainly reduced the number of active divisions. We haven't been fully funding the military for many years. And now they're talking about wanting to have a draft and compulsory military service. How do you correlate the two?
You know, I'm not sure I can, Dr. Stan and George. I think we're looking at the dynamic that's very, very different than anything we've seen in the past. As Rumsfeld has pointed out, the new military isn't going to be doing what the old military did. We're looking at a new way of fighting, in a new way of in a way making the American military ubiquitous throughout the world. Wherever there could be a hotspot, we're actually moving toward what is described in the United Nations plan for rapid reaction capability. And I have an article on that. I read its report concerning rapid reaction for the United Nations, the idea of stationing militia or military, often not from your own country, but from other countries, because people are reluctant to shoot at people in your own country. And so you need to have foreign troops in each country, or at least somebody from outside who wouldn't hesitate to quench a rebellion if it occurs. It's a whole different dynamic. It's not nation fighting nation, but a form of global militia that will maintain peace as a whole new process of democratizing democracy, this is Gorbachev's term, takes place in nations around the world, in the Middle East, in Asia, everywhere. And so we're going to be stationing troops who are not going to be as much soldiers as peacekeepers and also be involved in some kind of service. I mean, it's hard to know. I don't think they know just what they're up against and how they're going to use people. They just know that they need well-trained people in the military division of this compulsory service. I don't know how, I mean, I think this will blend in a way with the civilian service, because you're going to have civilians stationed also who are not going to carry guns, but who are just going to be part of facilitating and participating in this consensus process while they're serving various needs, because the cost of the kind of global welfare program that's planned can't be covered by, I mean, you can keep taxing the people who work, but you're going to have to raise tax. I mean, you're going to destroy the economy. So what we're, in other words, what's being created is a global welfare worker system where you're going to have people who will serve in communities, in schools, in health clinics, in prisons, in just about every area of government service in every community, and who will be paid minimum wages, and yet who will help implement this new system.
And I think this is really what it's all about, George, up there in Toronto. This is all about the one world government. And what we're going to be doing over in the Middle East is taking out all the Islamic governments that will not surrender their sovereignty to the United Nations. Certainly, Iran isn't about to surrender its sovereignty. Do you honestly think Saddam Hussein or Assad in Syria will give up their control over their governments to the United Nations? Well, they're certainly going to learn. They're either going to do it, or they're going to end up, like Noriega did down in Panama, where we're going to go in and just kidnap them and put them in prison, or kill the leaders. The plan is, of course, to force all governments into the world government, but you can't have a world government when you have these people, these rulers, who don't want to give up their sovereignty. So we simply replace the people who are there with people who will go along with our agenda. And this is really what's happening all throughout the world. This is my impression of what's going on today. Certainly I agree with Barrett that we're going to have our people stationed all throughout the world. We're moving towards this one big happy world where everybody's helping everybody else under the rule of this new ruling elite. So let's go to, we have Ron calling from Paso Robles, and he has a question for Barrett. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Hi there, Dr. Sam. Pretty good. Hi there, Barrett.
Hi, Ron.
Listening to you. You really hit a hot button with me. I just recently contacted Feinstein and Boxer and their representative, Bill Thomas, and told them that I was definitely opposed to this draft that they're hell-bent on implementing. And I told them that our fathers and mothers did not raise their children to fight and die on foreign soils.
You mean to be cannon fodder for this whole imperialistic idea, the New World Order, the New World Religion, which motivates our leaders?
Yes, yes. And I just found out that Paul Bremer is a protege of Henry Kissinger.
Yes, he came from Kissinger and Associates.
Yeah, right. And that was surprising to me. So I guess the globalists are in there already.
Of course, you know, they are.
Yeah, they've been in it for a long time.
Yeah, they've been in it. I know. I realize that. And I asked Bill Thomas, why do you sign legislation you never read? And this was a face-to-face meeting I had with him.
What did he say?
And he said, oh, I read everything.
All right.
Well. Lying through his teeth because they many times don't get the legislation maybe hours before they're supposed to vote on it.
Well, he's been there for a long time. And
I know he has. Too long, I think.
Okay. Anything else, Ron?
No, that's it. But keep up the good work, you guys.
Well, you keep up the good work down there.
Thank you.
And I hope you're getting lots of support down there for your
efforts. Well, we're trying to.
All right. Bye-bye.
One other thing there. I just learned also that the unwashed masses aren't going to be able to attend the inauguration of Schwarzenegger.
Gee, I didn't get an invitation. You mean you didn't get an invitation either?
No.
All right. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Jeannie calling from Aptos. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And Barrett, thanks so much for being on top of this.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeannie.
And I read, I downloaded your draft is back on your website, which is www.crossroadnos.to. And this is great, Barrett, because you have so many links. Which I love reading articles because you can link to anything that you're talking about to verify what you're talking about. And you have a link to H.R. 163. How do you get to the Senate bill? Because I had a hard time trying to find it, the
S-89. In the House bill, there should be a link directly to the Senate bill, but I have the specific link in the footnotes, so you can find both links in the footnotes. I'm just checking now if I don't have it.
Yeah, I haven't read the last couple of pages.
Oh, that's your assignment, Jeannie. You read those last couple of pages. Okay. Anything else, Jeannie?
Yeah, I was going to say, download this H.R. 163 or Senate Bill 89. And what I did with H.R. 163, I downloaded that bill and I took it with me when I went shopping. So it's right on top of my purse, right? And so when I'm standing in line, then we talk to another woman. And usually you talk, this woman has to be my age. And I said, did you hear about the new draft bill that might be coming up where they're going to draft women and men? Well, she got all upset about it. And we started talking. We had a good conversation for 20 minutes. And you see, it's one-on-one and just getting the information out.
I hope you mentioned Radio Liberty as a source of information.
Of course. And I want to say, just on this H.R. 163, we have to look at who introduced it, and it was Mr. Rangel, McDermott, and Mr. Conyers, Mr. Lewis of Georgia, Mr. Stark, of course, and Mr. Abercrombie. And so these are people in the House of Representatives that are pushing this bill. Now, one other thing, Dr. Stan and Barrett, when you talked about what's coming in the future, and when they say for other purposes, well, what I see in Central America is the Peace Corps coming in. And I feel this is going to be like a forced Peace Corps, where the young people will go into other countries, and like in Central America, the Peace Corps came in and they did civilian duties with the computers in the banks. And so they actually created computer programs for the big banks in Central America. Also, the Peace Corps went into the villages and they helped with the village councils. And they did water projects, they did conservation and so forth. So I believe in the future what will happen, it will go mainly away from military purposes, and we will have the Force Peace Corps throughout the world, and we will be the one instilling all these One World New Age propaganda to the rest of the world.
I think you're probably right, Jeannie. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Derek.
God bless.
Well, thank you. I might also mention that we have an article actually by Carl Teichrib called Rezoning the World, the Merging of the Americas in a New Global Order, and he talks about how the merging of the economy of the Americas from Canada down to Chile will be finished by 2005, December 2005.
And, of course, I think that's going to go right along with the collapse of the dollar and the real terrible financial problems here. And then the people will be looking to government to solve it, and I think that will begin to merge all of our finances.
Yeah, we have the dollar in Central America already, and the new $20 bills are already down in Central America.
Yeah, I haven't even seen them yet.
You haven't?
Nope. Okay, thanks so much, Jeannie. God bless. Let's go to Fred calling from Salinas. Hi, Fred. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I wanted to ask your guest if I'm right in reading Marx, is that he explains that you have to go through the agricultural revolution and the industrial revolution and the and then on into a capitalist revolution, and then once you go through the capitalist revolution, then you can start into a socialist and a communist revolution. And it looks like,
but the word for today is communitarianism. It's a third way or communitarianism, and the two are one and the same. This is what Bill Clinton and Tony Blair were touting. Tony Blair talked quite freely about the third way, but the third way really is communitarianism, and we have a lot of people, Republican leaders in Washington, who are communitarians, and that doesn't sound as bad as communism, and it's not quite the same as communism, but it's very, this idea is the same. I won't go into the communitarian policies, but anyway, if anybody would like to just do a search on our website, you'll find some special pages on communitarianism outlining it and showing that it fits right in with what's going on. The idea of, you know, Al Gore was talking about reinventing the world, which had three faces or three parts to it. It was creating an overall system, a governmental framework into which everything else would fit. And then the process for changing people would be the dialectic process. So within the system, you mandate everybody participate in the process, which is what you do when you, in this particular Universal National Service Act, everybody is brought into the consensus process, even the homeschoolers and those who went to Christian schools who haven't participated. And then you set global standards, and those standards, of course, primarily are being set through the International Standardization Organization, but they merely are the administrators of what's already being decided in the United States and within the United Nations and in the UK and so on, as far as what will be the standards, not just for products or for it would be for just about everything. You know, also how people think, the degree of tolerance, how you get along.
I noticed today that they're already holding hearings on the wage scales in Honduras to figure out how we can come to better relations with global
Well, this is really what the whole process of globalization is all about, Fred. You talked about Karl Marx. Most of that is gobbledygook. Marx said England and America would never have a revolution, so they were going to have to take us into socialism. If you read the manifesto, you will find out that we have adopted every one of the 10 planks in the Communist Manifesto as official government policy. Hey, we got to run. We're out of time.
Okay.
Let's go. Who do we have on line three? Who are we talking to? Is somebody there?
Hello?
Wanted to talk about involuntary servitude?
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Paul in Florida.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I really appreciate your show. I had been thinking about this in connection with jury duty, but of course the same thing applies to the draft. The 13th Amendment to the Constitution prohibits involuntary servitude anywhere in the United States.
Well, you can forget about it, because even though that's what the Constitution says, the people who are putting in this legislation don't believe in the Constitution. They have an agenda. And, of course, you can go ahead and appeal it to the Supreme Court. It won't do you a bit of good, because the people on the Supreme Court don't believe in the Constitution. Most of them are dedicated to the New World Order, the New World Religion. But you're right. We got real problems. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling. And just keep right on listening. Barrett, thank you so much. Do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, again, you know, I think of what the... Jehoshaphat, who just said, you know, when he was facing overwhelming enemies, he said, you know, we just need to look at God. He's the only one who can bring us back and turn things around. And we need to ask him what each of us can do in this situation. And remember that he told us, be strong and of good courage, be not frightened nor dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, if you trust in him.
Amen to that. God bless you. Thanks so very much, Barrett. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Christmas is coming not too long from now. It's amazing how it's creeping up on us. Let me tell you a wonderful gift. One of the greatest gifts you can give to any child is the gift to be able to read. And if they're going to government schools, they're not being taught how to read phonetically. With a phonopoly set, in about 16 hours, you can change a child's future. You can teach them how to read phonetically and spell words and pronounce words. And it's a wonderful game. It's played just like Monopoly. In fact, there are 5 board games and 2 bonus games. And we throw in a couple of books with that to explain that there has been an organized program on the part of the wicked people who wanted to enslave the American people, to dumb them down so they really couldn't read and read efficiently. And you can, of course, get the Phonopoly set for $139.95. plus shipping, and most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $600, or $800. Phonopoly, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. A wonderful gift for any child that you love. And then, of course, if you have your children in government schools, we hope that many of you will seriously think about taking them out. For $199.95, you can get the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum that will take your child from grammar school all the way through graduation from high school. It's on 22 CDs, and everything is there. The lessons, the lesson plans, the textbooks, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, all of the books are there. You simply print them out from the discs. And you read usually one essay a week just to make sure that they're progressing as far as their writing and their sentence structure is concerned. And this is really pretty much self-teaching. The only thing that is not there is the Saxon math books. So remember the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. Call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us so that we can continue expanding our programs. And, of course, some of our people who've been supporting us for years or have lost their jobs. About one in every three Americans has lost his job, or every four Americans has lost his job in the last 3 years. A lot of people are losing their jobs. They're getting some new ones, but at a lower pay. And so it's a constant battle for the people who support us to do so on a regular basis. We're fortunate. We have wonderful people dedicated to what we're doing. But if you're not a member of the Radio Liberty family, give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month or more, whatever you can afford, you'll get our four best tapes, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping to finance our programs, which go out to about 60 outlets across America every week. Our weekend program goes out to 35 stations, and which was on 350. Hopefully it will be one of these days. We hope many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Look at the items that we do sell there. We do sell the big Berkey products, and if you decide to buy a Berkey water filter, either the big Berkey or the Berkey Light, and you order it to us, you'll get a four-tape set or a video we produced. If you ask for it, you can pull down our newsletters, you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day, or pull down the archive programs, or read our newsletters and copy them and hand them out to others. That's how we're getting the information out. As Jeannie said earlier, one person at a time. And you'll want to get our latest newsletter because we're talking about what the major issues are that are concerned to everybody, the draft, globalization by which we're transferring our jobs and certainly our industries overseas. And then, of course, what's happening to the economy, the fact that the American dollar's already dropped 30%, and the analysts who know what they're doing are talking about another 30 to 40%, that will end up impoverishing the American people. And if you understand what's happening and you can begin to tell others, then, of course, they will eventually join with us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived and created under God can long endure. Let me mention for our listeners out across America that we are having a day-long seminar. It's going to be 2 weeks from Saturday, 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and if you're interested in coming and hearing our fascinating guest speakers and joining us for lunch and the panel we're going to have afterwards, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you are coming from a distance, we can get you a map to the area and tell you where some of the inexpensive places are that you could stay overnight. So give us a call. We'd love to see you there. And then please tell others about our website at RadioLiberty.com. Tell them about our programs and get them listening on a regular basis. And hopefully we can introduce them to an understanding of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. Because behind all of this effort towards the New World Order are those people who propose a New World Religion. And the ultimate ruler of this will be the prince of this world. What he's always wanted, what he's always cherished, is the thought he could be like God. He could control the entire world. And that is the concept that has been passed down for thousands of years through the secret societies. And so please tell others about what's going on and then pray for America. Pray for revival, because if the American people don't turn back to God, do you think God will ever again bless this country? And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.